everything that you got, you either grew it yourself, or you would buy it when it was in season. So, for example, apples, you could only get them when they were in season. They'd be English apples, no foreign apples at all. Plums, when they were in season. Strawberries would be more or less a rarity, but they would come in for about maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and then that was it. The season had finished. And it was always like that. And you just got used to it, because winter vegetables were available. And you would eke out the things like that. Everything you had, it was always the same. You decided how much you were going to get, and you'd have to make it last, because that was the way of life then. And all the neighbours were the same. They all had just a certain amount of food or whatever, but some people were better at managing some things than others. For example, my mother, because we lived in a hard water area, we had great difficulty in making the soap ration last. Now, a lady up the road, she made her soap go a bit further. So what happened was that my mother used to swap tea for the soap, you see, because tea was rationed. And it worked fine. Everybody did things like that. They swapped various things. Of course, your clothing was rationed as well in those days. But there you are. All the clothing had utility marks on. That was a mark to say that it was up to a certain standard. And that was it.
Just backtracking to the story of your diagnosis, it sounded very, very sudden. Had you felt ill at all before that day?
Well, it was very sudden. I'd had, previous to that, I'd had all the normal sort of childhood illnesses that you had then, such as whooping cough, chicken pox, measles. And then I had rubella. Now, I had rubella about 6 months.